In today's Mishnah, when the sixth and seventh Mishnah from the sixth Perek Masechta Gittin, the Mishnah begins, Mishnah Mushlach Labor. So someone had fallen into a pit, was cast into a pit, Va'amar, and he calls out, Kolo Shomet, Kolo Yichtov, Get Lishti. Anyone who hears my voice, write the get for my wife. Mishnah says, Harei Elu Yichtovu V'yitnu. So this is very similar to the previous Mishnah we learned together, that in some situations, we say that despite the fact that the husband calls out, write the get, and he doesn't say, and give it to her, but in certain situations we say that since his situation was somewhat dire and he was preoccupied, his intention was really also to instruct the shaliach to go ahead and deliver it as well, and not just to write it. Again, so despite the fact this usually has to be explicit in these contexts, this is enough that he says, just write it. But the novelty in this situation is even if the people that hear don't know who this individual is, all they heard were the names that this person was calling out. He calls out, my name is so-and-so, my wife's name is so-and-so, they can still go ahead and deliver the get. And this is a special leniency with Bishat Sakana in this dangerous situation. Rambam even adds, this is despite the fact that even after they extract this person from the pit, they say after he's died, and these people who heard that have been effectively nominated as shlichim don't recognize him, they'd still be able to write and deliver the get. Let's continue. Habari sha'amar. If, however, someone was healthy and he said, Kidfu get lishri, go write a get for my wife, so it means write and sign it, but he didn't say, and deliver it, rasa lesachekba. He didn't really intend for anything to be written, he's simply just toying with his wife and teasing her, if you like, and he had no intention that they actually deliver it as well. Masa babari echa. There was an incident with an individual who was healthy and sound mind. He said, sha'amar, kidfu get lishri. Go write the get for my wife. And he didn't say tnu and deliver it. However, va'ala l'rosh hagag, and then soon after, these people that were instructed to do so wrote the get and still delivered it. However, soon after, what happened to the Baal, he went up to the roof and nafal v'met, and he went up to the roof and he fell from the roof and died. In that situation, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, it depends. Amru chachamim, the chachamim said, im me'atzmo naflal, if he jumped off the roof, then we can say, yes, that the get is really a get, meaning that we can say that despite the fact he didn't say, and deliver it, from the fact that we see he jumped off the roof and effectively killed himself, we know that his head was completely preoccupied at the moment, and he really fully intended to tell these messengers to also write and deliver the get. However, the Mishnah says, im haruach decha'ato, if when he was on the roof, a strong gust of wind came and threw him off the roof, in that situation, it was honest, it was out of this husband's control, he never intended to kill himself, it was just an accident. In that situation, we say, ain't no get, because we can assume that when he instructed these individuals to write the get, that's all he intended to ask them to do. It wasn't that he was preoccupied with other things in his mind, but rather he was of sound mind, completely under control of his wishes, and then he just wanted the get to be written and not delivered. Let's now learn Mishnah Zayin. Amar l'shnayim, if the husband says to two individuals, tnu get l'ishti, give a get to my wife, or l'shloshe says to three people, kitvu get utnu l'ishti, I want you to write and deliver a get to my wife, then we say, harelu elich tavu v'itnu. So in both cases, the first one is the fact that he said, give a get to my wife, that's understood as being that he wants them to both write it and deliver it. When he says to l'shloshah, to three, since he said, I want you to write and deliver this get, since he explicitly said, I want you to write it and deliver it, he's effectively nominating as shlichim to do both. In other words, one of them would actually physically write the get, and two of them to actually sign on it. So therefore, important what we learn in this Mishnah is if they have been nominated and given that task to write the get, to sign the get, then they themselves have to do the job. They can't pass it on to somebody else. However, the Mishnah says, if he says, Amar l'shlosha, he says to three individuals, Tnu get li'ishti, he simply says, give a get to my wife. In that context, since he didn't spell it out, says, I want you to write a get, I want you to deliver it. In that situation, Harei elu yomru l'acherim, they can actually nominate other people to write the get, to sign the get, and deliver it. Why? Because since he's given instruction, it's just Tnu get li'ishti, and it was done to three people, Mishnah says, Mibnei sha'asam beitin, he has effectively set them out as not being agents and tasking with the job of being witnesses, but rather he set them up as being a Beit Din. In other words, he wants them to sort everything out. So therefore, when they're sorting it out, they can nominate other people. That's opinion of Rabbi Meir. And Mishnah continues, Zu halacha she'ala Rabbi Chanina ish onon bibeit ha'asurim. When Rabbi Kiva was in prison, this was the halacha that Rabbi Chanina ish onon brought from the prison in the name of Rabbi Akiva. And it continues, Mekubal ani ba'omer lishlosha, that he'd received that if the husband said in front of three people, Tnu get lishdi, go give the get to my wife, then sha'amru lacharim v'yichtavu, as we've just explained, exactly like the Mishnah is taught in the name of Reb Meir, that these three individuals are mipneasam beit din, effectively been set up like a beit din to deal with all matters, and therefore they can ask other people to actually physically write the get and also sign deliver. However, Amma Reb Yossi says, Numenu l'shaliach. We said to Rabbi Chanina, who was the shaliach of this halacha, Af anu mukubalim. We also have a tradition that what? She'afilu amar lebeit din hagadol yoshev Yerushalayim. Even if the husband says it to the Sanhedrin Yerushalayim, Tnu get lishti, he says to them, give this get to my wife. Here, Rabbi Yossi is coming and arguing. He says, even he said to the actual full beit din, it is effectively as if not he's setting up as a beit din to sort out the matters, but it is as if the husband is saying, you are my shlichim, I want you to write the get, sign, and deliver. So therefore, Mishnah says, if the beit the Sanhedrin doesn't know how to write a get, she'ilmadu, they should learn it, v'ichtavu, write it, v'yitnu, and then also deliver it. The Mishnah continues, Amar la'asar, if the husband said to 10 individuals, kitvu get lishti, I want you to write a get for my wife, since he didn't say, I want you all to write it, he simply says, I want you to write a get for my wife. Mishnah says, then it would be enough if one of them would be the one that writes it. Chad kotev, u'shnaim chotmim, and two of them would be sufficient if two of them sign. However, if he says, kulchem kitvu, I want you all to write it, in that situation, Mishnah understands that he's wanting them all to be part of this, so therefore, chad kotev, one of them would write, v'kulam chotmim, that all would have to sign. Afichach, therefore, if one of the 10 died before they all signed, harezeh get batel, then it's not a kosher get because it's not being fulfilled as per the instructions of the husband. Those are Mishnah today.